Blackstone Audio presents Necromancer Awakening, Book 1 of the Mukhtar Chronicles, by Nat Russo. This book is read by Tristan Morris. Chapter 1. Nicholas yanked on Toby's leash and jumped out of the darkened intersection as a delivery truck sped by honking its horn.
"Asshole!" Nicholas said, as the driver waved his fist. "People live here, you know."
He knelt beside Toby and scratched the startled beagle.
"I know, it's too early for us, isn't it? Of all the days to wake up before the birds, I'm gonna get us both killed."
"Are you sure you don't need to go?"
Toby whined and pulled him toward home.
"You better not ask me later."
They crossed 24th Street, the six-story apartment building on West Campus. Toby got excited when they approached the entry and started pulling at the leash. The staircase to his third-story efficiency was immaculate and well-lit. The building was a few years old, but it had that brand-new construction smell, as if the wood on the banister had been cut yesterday.
"I forgot to thank Dad for putting me up here. He went to a lot of trouble, as always."
His dad had bought him a car, subsidized his rent, and even got him into archaeology school so they could work together someday. Nothing was too much trouble. Nicholas was a teenager when Dr. Murray adopted him, against the advice of his own family, and he did everything to make Nicholas feel like a son. He pushed the thoughts away and slid the key into the lock, trying his best to keep quiet. Toby whined.
"Shh," Nicholas said. "Mr. Lanning hates you enough as it is. You want him to come beat our door down again?"
"The old coot hates everyone, come to think of it. He'd fit in with some of the nuns at St. John's."
Most of the nuns at the children's home were wonderful, but one or two shouldn't have been around kids. They acted as if they hated everything and everyone, going so far as to ignore the bullies who tormented Nicholas at every opportunity.
"Dad helped me with them, too. He always said, intimidation is the weapon of bullies. Don't let them know you're intimidated, and they'll leave you alone."
Nicholas dropped the leash as the door opened, and Toby ran inside, attacking his favorite toy. It looked like a cross between an alligator and a pickle, so Nicholas and Caitlin had taken to calling it Toby's Gator Pickle. The annoying squawk of the alarm clock drew his attention to the time.
"Oh, crap."
He closed the door, silenced the alarm, and threw his clothes onto a pile of laundry outside the bathroom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?